From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks who may be a bit disenchanted with what's happening on this planet at the present time may be happy to learn that astronomers have discovered a super Earth orbiting a star. A second planet, thought to be about the size of ours, may also be orbiting the same star, but don't go booking your interplanetary flight just yet. It's 137 light years away. These newly found exoplanets orbit a red dwarf star that is cooler and smaller than our sun. Astronomers spotted the planet using NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey satellite and released a study detailing the discovery in January. The planet is close enough to the star it orbits to exist within the habitable zone. In essence, the distance would provide the planet with the right temperature for liquid water to exist on its surface. Astronomers believe that this planet exists in a narrow and more optimal region around the star known as the conservative habitable zone, which is less likely to be affected by the margins of error. If the Earth-sized planet is confirmed, it will become the smallest planet yet that the Transiting Exoplanet Survey satellite has found in a habitable zone. Red dwarf stars are the most common stars in our galaxy, and a number of them have been found to host small rocky worlds, such as the recently discovered TRAPPIST system, with its seven planets located 40 light-years away. Planets that orbit more closely to these smaller, cooler stars could receive enough warmth to be potentially habitable. But a key question is whether these planets are also close enough to be lashed by stellar flares and radiation, which could erode their atmospheres, evaporate water, and limit their ability to be habitable for life. In the future, astronomers hope to have the ability to search for planets around stars more similar to our sun, which will require the ability to block intense starlight to find faint Earth-sized planets. Upcoming missions, such as the European Space Agency's PLATO, will carry 26 cameras to study Earth-like planets in habitable zone orbits around sun-like stars. That mission is expected to launch in 2026. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, a La Niña watch has been issued by NOAA. Find out what that may mean for you by reading that article at AccuWeather.com. Also, get the latest on the unfolding severe weather going on in the South. Read that story and much more at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.